Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NFL PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there is a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to OddsCrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome in, everyone, to the NFL PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode number 10. It's already Friday. I cannot believe it. Closer and closer to the weekend. Joining me, as usual, the man, the prop god, Dan Titus, a.k.a. the birthday boy. Want to shout out to Dan Titus. Happy birthday, my man. This guy is still working hard, grinding, even though it's his birthday today. How are you feeling today, Dan? Are you feeling any younger?
No, I'm not feeling any younger. No days off, man, but the grind continues. But yeah, man, I appreciate the birthday wishes and going to try to make the most of it. Turning 36, man, or I am 36. I got to say that now. 4 years away from 40, man. Sean Kramer, let me know how it feels.
You still got a long way to go. 4 years is a very, very long time, but it seems like time is going by so fast, man.
It is.
It's it really crazy. Is. You got any big plans, or are you just going to be grinding away?
Yeah, no, actually, I'm going to try to link up with the crew down in LA. I'm going to the Rams and Bucks game on Saturday, so that'll be tight. First time actually seeing Tom Brady and Gronk in person. So, you know, I mean, this guy's going to probably play till he's 50 at this point, but I figure I might as well get it in while he's still upright. So should be a good game, man. That's like the game of the week. So excited to go see that new stadium and kick it back and watch some football, man. I haven't been in a stadium in football stadium for probably 3-4 years now. I think the last time I went to a game was the Raiders when they were out in the Bay. So excited to go, man.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too, man. I think the last like game that I went to was I actually went to the Superdome down in New Orleans, and that was a few years back. But I don't have any incentive to go watch the Texans, so I'm trying to go to these out of city stadiums and check those out. But man, I'm excited for you. That new stadium looks amazing. Yeah, I can't believe that game's not in prime time. I mean, we still have a pretty good prime time game between the Packers and the Niners, but I thought this one should be also prime time. But Tom Brady going into Foxborough next week is going to be prime time. I wonder what the numbers are going to look like.
Prime time.
Yeah, that's like the king of prime time. But yeah, I'm excited for you, man. Again, happy birthday. Have a great weekend. But yeah, for sure, man. So the plan for today's show, we'll recap quickly what we saw Thursday night last night between the Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans. A few injuries that we probably want to get to from a player prop perspective. And then we'll just get into our Sunday player prop bets. And then we'll end the show with a best bet for the weekend. Before we get into all that action, let's take a quick break. And we will be right back to recap Thursday night football. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download, bet, win. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning. All right, coming off the break, Dan, not a pretty night for me, I have to say the least, man. I went 0-3. Christian McCaffrey leaving the game, that really hurt with a hamstring injury. That really hurt my prop bet. Obviously, I had the over 18.5 rush attempts on him. And then Sam Darnold, I had messaged you as soon as he ran it in for a touchdown. I was like, well, that player prop is toast too, because I had the under 6.5 there. And then my last one, David Johnson, didn't even get a target in this game. As far as going over his rushing, receiving yards prop. And, you know, you and I were going back and forth in this game, and we'll get to your picks in a second, but kind of the X's and O's, the player matchups in this game. We were talking about why Phillip Lindsay was getting so much playing time for the Texans when this guy is running east to west, and he's not going to be able to break tackles with the front seven that the Panthers had. And it was really irritating me. It was really pissing me off because – I guess it's something I expect from the Texans, but I mean, come on, when you have Mark Ingram, who was doing pretty well, you have David Johnson also. I thought those two guys probably had a better matchup with the front seven than did Phillip Lindsay against the Panthers front seven.
Yeah. The thing that I'm confused about is like, I like that they have so much depth at running back. It's certainly something that the San Francisco 49ers wish they had right now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like these guys can't really get a rhythm. Like the only person that's really getting enough of the rushing shares, really Mark Ingram, and he was running all right. And, you know, they made a concerted effort in the first half to, you know, kind of protect Davis Mills. We saw in the second half as they were playing from behind.
Yeah.
Like why they were definitely leaning towards the run. But, you know, David Johnson actually looks all right, man. Like he looks a lot quicker. He's still healthy. To me, he's still a better running back right now than Phillip Lindsay. And for his prop, I mean, we'll get into it in a little bit, but yeah, I just don't think that they're going to continue to be successful if they're going to continue to trot out three running backs like that, especially when Lindsay is not running north and south here. Like he's dancing too much, trying to break tackles where that was never really his forte. He was always a downhill runner with a decent offensive line. And right now, I don't know that his fit is the best for the Texans, or at least how they're utilizing him.
I think I'm still kind of waiting for one of these teams that need a running back to come knocking on or ring the phone to the Texans front office and, hey, let us get Mark Ingram off your hands or even David Johnson. Cause I think that both team like the 49ers or the Baltimore Ravens can use a player like David Johnson, who's a great pass catching back. And also Mark Ingram, he looks like he's rejuvenated a guy that they can use, but Davis Mills, I mean, he looked bad as I thought he would. I mean, he had one good drive, that touchdown drive that they had where they were getting the ball to Brandon Cooks. But other than that, I mean, it was just a lot of indecisions. It was a lot of holding the ball too long. I think the pass rush was getting to Davis Mills fairly quickly. I think Larry Mutunso had a really bad game. I think there's a point where they had two guys coming off that left or the right side of that defense, and Larry Mutunso was not able to block any one of those guys. And I think they got to Davis Mills easily. But, you know, this game ended up being a snooze fest, as I thought. Texans made it a little interesting at the half, but again, the Panthers were able to pull away in that second half. So you want to quickly recap your player props and how you did for the Thursday night football game, because mine was shameful.
Yeah, it's team effort here. So fortunately, I was able to rebound here. I think I went three and three last week.
Yeah.
Thursday night props, 3-0.
There we go.
First one I had was Davis Mills under 19.5 completions. That one hit, but that one was a sweat. You know, he finished with 19. Fortunately, yeah. the Panthers defense was able to get him off the field on a fourth down to stop that drive at the end of the game there to close it out and get the kneel on. And then the second one I had, I believe, was let's call it Philip Lindsay under 21.5 rushing yards for much of the stuff I was just talking about. You know, they just don't really have an opportunity to get a rhythm, and Philip Lindsay just doesn't look good this year. He's averaging under 3 yards a carry. It just doesn't look good. He looks like a shell of himself from Denver, essentially. So thought that one was really good value. And the last one I had was Terrace Marshall over 2.5 receptions. He smashed through that. I think we saw once Christian McCaffrey left the game, he was certainly more active in the pass game, but it was really DJ Moore's show. So, you know, we both missed that one. Probably should have foreseen him to go off a little bit.
And, yeah.
But still feel all right about the Terrace Marshall. I gave out three picks also for the Action Network, and I used the Terrace Marshall and the Davis Mills one there. I also had Christian McCaffrey, unfortunately, in a parlay to score an anytime touchdown in the Carolina Panthers on the money line. And unfortunately, CMC, man, it's something about, I don't know. I have a theory. It's not really a theory, but I just wonder white skill positions, especially at running back. These soft tissue issues, man, they're just going to continue to pile up for CMC, man. And he's a ridiculous shape. You know what I'm saying? But like the wear and tear can't be denied. And I feel like, you know, we can't really trust CMC that much. So I think, you know, Chuba Hubbard, if you got him in fantasy, scoop him up if you were lucky enough to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's really important for the Carolina Panthers. I was really worried about this game for him. More so because I thought that it was going to be an opportunity to get him some rest. And unfortunately, he pulled up limp before it could even get really, really get going. So,
yeah,
it's unfortunate for CMC.
Yeah, and I think he had a pretty great start to the season also. I mean, last week I was on his player prop. He absolutely crushed the receiving and the rushing. It. Yeah, and you know, it looked like he was having a great season. Hopefully it's not something that keeps him out for too long. I think the important part for the Panthers now, and especially CMC, is that now they have 10 full days off between their next game, which is on not this Sunday, but obviously the next Sunday. But with the hamstring injuries, they can be very, very tricky. So I don't expect him to play next week, something to definitely keep an eye on. And I think you hit the nail on the head that I think Chuba Hubbard really bounced back and filled that role nicely once CMC left. He had some great runs in there. So I think that's a player prop, a number that we're going to have to keep an eye on if CMC is going to be out next week, because I think he did very, very well in filling that role at their running back position. I think you also hit the nail on the head that I don't know why we missed DJ Moore and Brandon Cooks. I actually had Brandon Cooks written down, but I don't know why I scratched him out for no reason. I did bet him on this over 68.5, and pretty much he's going to be the only wide receiver for this team. And it almost feels like that he almost had an injury also, because he took a shot in the back from one of the defenders from the Panthers, and it looked like he was going to be out, but he rebounded nicely. I believe he got close to or over 100 yards receiving this game. And I know I also have him on our season-long player prop, so he's off to a pretty great start to the first 3 weeks of the season for the Texans. So any final thoughts for the Thursday night game, or any, you know, other things that you wanted to mention?
I did see that both Houston Texans tight ends had pretty sizable pass receiving yard props. It was Jordan Akins, I think his was like 21, and Farrell Brown's was like, I want to say, in the same range of like 28, something gaudy. And so like that's one of the angles that I've been looking at, is like look at these backup tight ends to see You know, I think that these, some of these lines are certainly a bit exaggerated for the role that they're playing. Most of these guys are only getting a couple target opportunities. It'll probably be on a broken play. And if you have Davis Mills, we saw him, you know, miss several throws high. So with a new quarterback, even though tight ends are usually leaned on, they're not really a focal point of the offense for the Houston Texans. It's really, as you said, it's Brandon Cooks. So something I'm going to be watching and monitoring.
Yeah. Also, I think also a point in that is Danny Amendola was out for this game, and Nico Collins is also out for, I think, 3 to 4 weeks. So obviously you can't throw it to Brandon Cooks on every single down. So I think these two tight ends for the Texans might be worth a look going forward. So we'll definitely keep an eye on Chuba Hubbard and then Jordan Akins and Farrell Brown for the Houston Texans. Anything else, Dan, for this game, or do you want to get into our Sunday player props?
Somehow Texans were able to get Anthony Miller involved. He wanted out so bad, and he scored a touchdown in his first game. So obviously that was probably better suited because Amendola and Nico Collins were out, but
yeah,
you know, still pay dirt in game one. So I'm sure that's probably a good feeling, low value pick. That's actually may pan out a little bit. So yeah, no other thoughts on the game though.
Yeah. I think Anthony Miller is going to have to probably, this was his first game for the Texans. So it'll be interesting how long Tyrod Taylor is going to be out, and then, you know, how they're able to integrate Anthony Miller into this roster, into the offensive system, because it sometimes it's really, really difficult to handicap this, the play calling of the Texans, because we're still seeing them running the ball when it's second and 10, when they're, you know, behind the sticks also, they're still running the ball. But yeah, definitely, you know, if we're able to find player props, like for the tight ends, like you mentioned, if they're under 20, if their stat projections are around 25 and a half, 22 and a half, whatever the case might be, I think that might be a good value play also. So that'll wrap it up for Thursday night football. Not the most exciting game, but Dan, team redemption over there, carry the team this week with a perfect 3-0 for Thursday night football. Hopefully I can rebound this Sunday, and also Dan is able to carry that momentum going into Sunday. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get into our Sunday week 3 player prop bets. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Go check out the new PropSwap.com, which is packed with fresh features like filtering tickets based on value to find the best odds available. Browse the activity fee to stay in the know, a loyalty rewards program that turns sales into extra cash, and much more. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will match it up to $500. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money, it just needs to improve. When making your bets, always make sure to go for two. Make two tickets on the same team or player so you can sell one for a profit and keep yourself some skin in the game. Thousands of buyers across America and the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. We're also brought to you by Keeps. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Low-cost treatments start at $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions, discreet packaging, and proven results. Keeps has 5-star reviews, more than any of its competitors. Prevention is the key. Treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. Keeps.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for sports betting picks, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction. For every game, every day, and every sport, loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth analysis on every game, all for free. Found your pick? Search the latest sportsbook promotions to sign up for an account, compare the odds, and finally place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now and to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dan, coming off of the break here, we have some pretty good games this week, man. I know there's a couple snoozers, but we're talking about offline that we have the Rams and the Bucks this week, Packers, Niners. I think the Monday night game is also going to be good. I know your Eagles are in action heading down to my state here in Texas, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. But some pretty good matchups. So let's just dive right into our player props. I'll let you kick it off. What do you have for me as your quarterback player prop for this week?
Yeah, my quarterback is Kyler Murray, over 280 passing yards, going up against a hapless Jags defense that's letting up 295 passing yards per game through week 3. Murray, I mean, this man's on the MVP race right now. It seems to be improving his odds every week. He's averaging 344 passing yards in through week 2, coming off a 400-yard performance against the Minnesota Vikings. So Arizona's putting up the second most points per game at 36. And Kyler just continues to exploit weapon after weapon. If it's not DeAndre Hopkins, it's Rondale Moore. If it's not him, it's Christian Kirk. The man spreading the ball around. And I didn't think we'd be saying this at week 3, but shouts to Cliff Kingsbury. He's doing the right thing and letting Kyler cook. Cause this is what I thought I would see out of Russell Wilson. And Kyler's taking it to another level right now. He's not even having to run the ball. He's just slinging all over the field. So 280 seems light to me. So I'm going to take the over on that.
I think if you said that they were playing Jaguars this week, that's all you probably needed to say. for the Yeah, facts. I mean, it's crazy how bad. I mean, we talked about when we were previewing the divisions that, again, Jaguars did not do anything to improve their secondary or even their defense. I mean, they brought in Shaquille Griffin, but that's not going to be enough for you to, you know, defend in the National Football League, especially some of the quarterbacks that they are playing so far they've played this season and that the quarterbacks they are going to play for the rest of the season. So, yeah, like you said, Kyler Murray has been on fire for the first 2 weeks here. Definitely probably the leading MVP candidate right now. I think Cliff Kingsbury has done a great job of letting him sling it around. And like you mentioned, all the weapons that he has, that they're finally able to utilize these guys. So, you know, going up against the Jaguars team this week, I think that this is going to be a blowout for the Cardinals. And I think Urban Meyer said it's like playing the Alabama Crimson Tide every single week. So I think it's going to take a little bit for the Jaguars to kind of get their stuff going. And I'm still not sold on this team. I think somebody had the Jaguars to be the last winless team in the NFL. So I think that's probably going to come to fruition. For my quarterback prop, I'm going to go with Justin Herbert, over 294.5 passing yards. They're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs defense this week. And, you know, through the first 2 weeks, KC's defense has been bad. We talk about good defenses that travel. Well, bad defenses travel also wherever they go, whether they're at the road or whether they're on the road or they're playing at home. Chiefs allowed 239 passing yards to Lamar Jackson last week. And there were some wide open receivers in that game. And then in week 1, they allowed 321 passing yards to Baker Mayfield. Justin Herbert is going to be the best passing quarterback the Chiefs defense is going to see here through the first 3 weeks on Sunday. There's no doubt about that. And then through the first two games, the Chiefs are allowing 13.7 yards per completion to quarterbacks, which is ranked number 30 through the first 2 weeks. Justin Herbert so far this season, he's passed for 337 yards in week 1 against the Washington football team. And then last week against the Dallas Cowgirls, 338. And then in 2 career games versus the Chiefs last season, he had 311 in week 2 and then 302 in week 17 last year. Not sure we can take away a lot from the last game of the season last year, because I think Chiefs were sitting a lot of their good players, both on offense and defense. But Mike Williams and I think Keelan Allen should feast against this Chiefs defense. And if we take a look at the play selection distribution for the Chargers in the first 2 weeks, in week 1 versus Washington, 47 pass attempts and only 29 rush attempts. Week 2 against the Cowgirls, 41 pass attempts and 19 rushes. So they're slinging the ball around with Justin Herbert. I think they should be able to take advantage of a bad secondary and a bad defense overall for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I love this over for Justin Herbert to go over 294.5 passing yards.
Yeah, Herbert can easily throw for 300 yards here with the run game. It's interesting, though, because the Chiefs have certainly let opposing running backs go to work and seem to not want to be beat over the top. But this secondary is certainly struggling here. We saw Hollywood Brown yep. get open in space several different times against the Ravens. So, yeah, I think that there's going to be an opportunity for Herbert to find Mike Williams, who's had a huge resurgence in this season with Joe Lombardi's offense. You know, he's become one of the best receivers in the league, it seems like, paired up with Keenan Allen. So I think they're all going to be busy. Eckler's going to be busy because running backs typically have good games against the Chiefs. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see him a little bit more active in the passing game than he's been. So, yeah, I think there should be a good day for Justin Herbert.
That is probably a game, one of the games this week that probably turned into a shootout for sure. So, Chiefs coming off a loss, you know, I'm sure they're going to want to come out and throw the ball around. And I don't think they have so much faith in Clyde Edwards-Helaire after the fumble that he had last week against the Ravens that pretty much sealed the victory for the Ravens. Did you have any more quarterback props, Dan?
I want to throw a flyer out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't bet it yet, but I'm planning on it. Because I like where the number's at right now, and it's Justin Fields over 220, I believe it was. Sorry, let me just double check real quick again.
It's passing yards.
Yeah, it's passing yards. 207. Yeah, 207.
Yeah.
207.5. So I think that even though he's going up against the Browns, everyone's acting like the Browns have like this ridiculous defense where I mean, we watched your Texans go toe to toe with them for quite a bit, right?
So until Taylor left,
this is a beatable defense, and I think Justin Fields, while people are really enamored with his athleticism, he actually is not. I don't think he's going to be able to run that much. And with the game total looking at the Bears 7-point dogs, I think this is going to be a good chance for him to just sling the ball. 207.5 yards to me is something that you put up for Davis Mills.
Yeah.
Against the Panthers.
Yeah.
not Justin Fields, who I think has way more weapons in David Montgomery, Allen Robinson, and Darnell Mooney.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's going to be a good chance that he's going to come in there ready to go and start slinging it. Now, the one knock to him is that he hasn't been quick to get the ball out. And that's what Andy Dalton has been one of the best at in the NFL.
Yeah.
But I think that he has a lot of big playability with his ability to be mobile, get out of the pocket and make plays. So I'm actually really excited to watch Justin Fields here. And 207.5 seems light to me. So that's probably the bet I'm going to place after this. But that's the other one I really like.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. Obviously, I think Bears fans are excited now that you have Justin Fields on the field as your quarterback now. And I think that his debut, I think that they should put a game plan together where, especially on that first drive, where I think that they'll put him in positions where he can make throws. And even if he gets like 50 passing yards in the first drive or even in the first quarter, that's going to set you up very nicely for the rest of the game. And we know that the Browns can put up points, but just because of this total seems low, and I think rightfully so. But you know, if the Browns do get off to a double or two possession lead, they're going to have to throw the ball. And I think Justin Fields should be able to eclipse his number of 206.5, 207.5. So yeah, good luck on that one. I did have one more quarterback prop, and I'm going to go with Daniel Jones over 26.5 rushing yards. So they play the Falcons this week, and through the first 2 weeks, Jones has 15 total rush attempts. And he's exceeded the number in both of those games. We saw what he did against Washington last week on that Thursday night game. But I think I was more impressed that he got 27 rushing yards against a Broncos front seven, who is pretty stout. And like I mentioned, 95 against the Washington football team last week. Giants take on the Falcons this week. In week one against your Eagles, Dan, the Falcons allowed Jalen Hurts to rush for 62 yards. And we know Jones runs that read option with Barkley or whoever is in the backfield. So he has that ability to tuck it and run for it. And I think that if he gets 3 to 4 rush attempts here, I think that he should be able to exceed this number. And I think that he should have the same success that Jalen Hurts had, maybe not that many yards because Jalen Hurts is by a mile a better scrambler and runner than of Daniel Jones. But if you're asking Daniel Jones to get 27 rushing yards against his Falcons front seven and its defense, I think that he should be able to get over this number of 26 and a half rushing yards.
You know, it's funny. That was going to be my other play. I stacked Justin Fields just ahead of that one, but for the exact reasoning that you just outlined, what we saw with Jalen Hurts, his ability to get out in open space against the Falcons, but more so it's like, what have the Giants done in the last 2 weeks to improve their offensive line? Literally nothing. And we saw on Thursday night football, or was it Monday night? When did the Giants in
last Thursday against Washington?
Yeah, it was last Thursday.
Yeah.
So we saw, I mean, that was a pretty good the Washington football team's defense hasn't really showed up yet either. But one thing is for sure is that Daniel Jones isn't afraid to run the ball.
Yeah.
And he's probably their best source of running right now. Saquon's not quite there yet. I think Saquon's probably going to have his best game yet against the Atlanta Falcons. But I think that there's still a really good opportunity for Daniel Jones to scramble for 26. That just seems light for a guy that just came off running for 95 yards.
Yeah, I think that, especially against this Falcons defense, like we've said, that they're not good. And I think this game may low-key have a lot of points being scored. So I like the option that Jason Garrett kind of gives Daniel Jones off of those read options where he can just tuck it and the ability to run it. So I think that we've seen it time and time again. Last week, like you said, we saw it against Washington where he was able to do it. So those were my two quarterback props that I had for week three so far. What do you got for your skill positions here?
For my skill positions, my first one is Darnell Mooney over 3.5 receptions. So this is obviously correlating to the day that I'm expecting Justin Fields to have. He's hit this line in his last five games going back to last season with an average of 6 receptions per game over that span. You know, I think that this is going to be a pretty positive game script for Darnell Mooney to get targets. And right now he carries a lofty 95.3 snap share, always on the field. He's getting 23% of the targets with an average of 7.5 targets per game. So to me, 3.5 receptions at -115 still seems a bit understated. So I'm going to rock with Darnell Mooney here. I think him and Allen Robinson could have good games, but I think Darnell Mooney is probably one of the more slept on receivers in the league right now. And surprisingly he's out targeting Allen Robinson. So I think this is going to be a nice tandem going forward. And Justin Fields only makes this situation a lot better. So taking the over on Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, I think you took the words right out of my mouth that Darnell Mooney is probably the sleeper that, especially on this Bears team and over on the league, that, you know, he's kind of being slept on. And, you know, it's good to find those value numbers, especially if they're crushing, you know, their play or their what the number posted is, what they've done in the first 2 weeks. I think that's what we try to kind of find. I think you really hit the nail on the head with Darnell Mooney there. 3.5 receptions, you said?
3.5, yep.
Yeah, so I think that especially having Justin Fields in there and, you know, he should be able to get over this number. For my first one, I'm going to go with that same game in the Giants and the Falcons, and I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts over 52.5 receiving yards. Through the first two games of the season, Pitts has 14 targets. He's caught 9 of those targets. He has a total of 104 receiving yards, but more so I think the Giants defense is what I'm kind of fading here. They're not defending the tight end position very well. They're allowing 10.5 targets through first two games of the season to the tight end position. They are averaging 8 receptions per game and 74 yards receiving to that tight end position through the first two games. And I'm not really a believer in the secondary for the Giants. I think that they have Bradbury there that probably going to be matched up probably on Calvin Ridley. So that may open the door up for Kyle Pitts. So I think this is a game where, you know, Pitts can really showcase why the Falcons decided to draft him with the, 7th, 8th overall pick. So 52.5, especially what the Giants defense has been doing or giving up to the tight end position. I think this is a pretty low number for Kyle Pitts. So hopefully he's able to get over this number of 52.5.
Man, I think that that's handicapping 101 right there to find that kind of edge of how bad the Giants have been on defending tight ends.
Yeah.
Love that stat, man. And I wasn't even, I didn't realize Kyle Pitts was even drawing that much of a target share. You know, I've seen Calvin Ridley do quite a bit, but I've been fading the Atlanta Falcons just because I haven't liked what I've seen in the first 2 weeks. But I think this sounds like a prime breakout opportunity for that young man. And what better way to do it on a team that's literally just letting tight ends walk all over them?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see. I think that this is another game that potentially has shootout capabilities because we have two bad defenses matching up. So, we'll definitely keep an eye out for this game. Let's take one final break. We'll finish our skill position players, player props for week three, and then we're going to close it out with our best bet for week three. We're brought to you by Prize Picks. Turn your picks into real cash with Prize Picks, my favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast and it's easy, and it all starts with Prize Picks. Simply pick 2 to 5 players and decide if they will go over or under their stat projection. The more players you pick, the more you can win, up to 10 times your money. Prize Picks is the only way I play. Make sure to check out the Thursday Night Football stat projections and use promo code SGP to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. That's PrizePicks, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always some type of catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There really isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of some mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings direct to you. For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone number with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/sportsgp. That's mintmobile.com/sportsgp. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/sportsgp. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? The folks at Odds Crowd are challenging you to prove it this football season with their epic free play fantasy betting contest. Each week of the season, there's a $350 NFL contest and a $250 contest. The boys here at SGPN are all taking part, so you can try to claim bragging rights over us too. Here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you track your bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. The most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. If you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, you win. And Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contest. It's a social app for social app for sports bettors. Free to download. You can also live group chat with other bettors. You can track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much more. So download the app for free or go to oddscrowd.com today. And don't forget to download the SGPN app. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you access to all of our picks and all of our podcasts, just like this one. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming back off of the break, Dan, hit me with your next skill position player prop here.
Yeah, my next one is Cooper Kupp. I talked about him last week, wanting to get in on the action, and the time is now. I see his receiving yard prop at 72.5. Right now, this man is commanding a 95.4 snap share with 39.6 target rate, which is insane, ranking number 4 in the league right now. He's got 21 targets heading into week 3. He's got a clear rapport with Matthew Stafford, and this Bucs secondary, it's pretty weak. The game total is sitting well over 50. It's in at 55.
Yeah.
Me, I'm riding the wave in prime time, and I don't think that this guy can be stopped. And yeah, I'm going to take the over on this one until I see more out of the Bucs secondary, as well as, you know, anyone other than Tyler Higbee. I think, you know, Robert Woods had a decent game last game, but I think that this is really going to be Cooper Kupp's show until someone can prove that they can stop him.
Yeah. I mean, will we, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. I think that Cooper Kupp is, it's crazy. The, even if the yards after contact that he gets through these first two games, it's been crazy. And like you mentioned, the rapport that he has with Matthew Stafford already has really, I mean, he's dropped what, 100 plus receiving yards in each of the first two games for the Rams. And now they're going up against a bad secondary of the Bucs. You know, we saw what Dak Prescott and that offense was able to do in week one last week. Matt Ryan and that offense with Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley, they were in that game. I mean, in that third, in, through the third quarter, I think there was a couple of late pick sixes or a turnovers that converted into touchdowns for the Bucs. But the Falcons were riding that game. And I think Cooper Kupp, he's getting the targets. He's getting the yardage. So I think that there's no reason to back Cooper Kupp. My next one is, you know, is kind of the same thought process in the handicap that you had. And I'm going to go back to the old reliable that I've had. TJ Hockenson, man, over 5.5 reception. And I think as long as the market doesn't adjust to it until it gets a 6.5, I'm going to keep on betting the over on Hockenson. Hockenson leads the Lions in targets and receptions so far this season. He has 16 receptions over 20 targets through the first 2 weeks. He's had exactly 8 receptions in each of the first two games this season. The Ravens are defending the tight end. The Ravens defending the tight end position ranks amongst the bottom in the league. Ravens are allowing 9.5 receptions and 122 receiving yards to that tight end position so far this season. And I know the Lions are on a short week. They played on Monday night against the Packers. But we like you just talked about, Dan, that the rapport that Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp have, I think that Jared Goff and TJ Hockenson kind of have that same chemistry also. So TJ Hockenson over 5.5 receptions, I would probably take a look at also taking the over on his yardage also, because he's been getting over 60 to 65 receiving yards also through the first two games here. And this might be a game where the Ravens might come, you know, a little sleepy into, because it seemed like they were, it was all in game in week two against the Chiefs for them. You know, they were celebrating like crazy. I think that this was a game that they really wanted. So this could possibly be a flat spot. The only part that does concern me is that, you know, the Harbaugh brothers like bullying on weaker teams. So I think that might be one thing. But as far as player props, TJ Hockenson here, I think over 5.5 receptions, he should get that against this Ravens secondary.
It's time to start talking about TJ Hockenson as the third best tight end in the league. I'm putting him over George Kittle right now, because if you just look at the mere production of it, this man is the number one option in that offense. And if they're going to continue to play with these negative game scripts, he's going to continue to eat. And Jared Goff can make a throw to a tight end. He can't make it to wide receivers, but he's doing all right in that short intermediate field. So I love TJ Hockenson. I would continue to ride this as well until the market really adjusts. Like, you're pretty much getting a low key Darren Waller or Travis Kelce at a way better price, you know, because most of Travis Kelce's on a weekly basis are sitting at 7.5. So 5.5, that still needs to be adjusted.
Yeah. And he's getting the targets too. So that's what I kind of really like about this prop and, you know, him and Goff having that chemistry so far. Did you have any more skill position player props here, Dan?
Yeah, I got one more. Yeah, Najee Harris under 64.5 rushing yards. And right now I'm really just fading the Steelers O-line. Najee Harris comes into this contest against the Cincinnati Bengals in a divisional matchup, averaging 3.2 yards per carry, only getting 13 carries per game, averaging 41. But the one thing that's going well for Najee Harris is that he's literally competing with no one for snaps or opportunities. So he's going to get the workload. I just think he'll be more active in the pass game, especially with Ben Roethlisberger a little hobbled as usual. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to be dinking and dunking yet again. And if you look at some of the advanced metrics on Najee Harris, they haven't been great for the first 2 weeks of the season here. He's only averaging one broken tackle, evaded tackle, which is ranked number 44. His juke rate is 6.3, ranks 49. Yeah, he just doesn't really get much room to run. And when he does have an opportunity to run, he doesn't break anything. So I'm going to fade his rushing total here, but I think he'll still have a pretty good game overall because he's literally the only person that's getting the work, true third down work or three down workhorse, excuse me, for the Steelers.
Yeah. At the beginning of the season, when there were people talking about Najee Harris being offensive rookie of the year, it just didn't make sense to me because his offensive line is just so bad. They had so much turnover. And then when you have that type of turnover with your offensive line, your running back's not going to be able to do much. And I think we've kind of seen that through the first 2 weeks here. And, you know, the Bengals, they come into Pittsburgh. I think, you know, like you mentioned, that the Steelers are hobbled with Ben Roethlisberger, and Najee Harris hasn't been the guy that Steelers or all of us have expected to see so far. And I think that 64 is still a very high number for him. You could probably get into that 50 range, but I think asking him to get into that 60, 64, 65 rushing yards is, I don't think that's going to come to fruition this week. The last one I had is I'm going to go Myles Gaskin over 3.5 receptions. And I think this was around plus 120 when I betted. Gaskin so far, 9 receptions through the first 2 weeks of the season. He had 4 in week 1, 5 in week 2. So far this season, the Raiders are allowing 6 targets to running backs and 5 receptions per game to running backs here. And I think that Myles Gaskin needs to be more involved in this offense because he is a great pass-catching running back. And also the Raiders are allowing 43.5 receiving yards to the running back position. So now you have Jacoby Brissett that's going to be starting over the injured Tua. And I think we're going to probably see more dinking and dunking, like you mentioned, kind of like Ben Roethlisberger, I'm not sure that they'll be able to run the ball effectively here. So I think that, you know, getting the short passes to running backs, I think that's something that Jacoby Brissett, we saw, did when he was with the Colts with, you know, with Nyheim Hines and our Marlon Mack. So I think that this number is kind of a little low for me with Myles Gaskin. So I'm going to take the over 3.5 receptions as my last player prop for this Sunday as they face the Raiders this week in Las Vegas.
I couldn't trust Tua. I actually probably trust Jacoby Brissett more just because I've seen it. And he was straight with the Indianapolis Colts and, you know, subbing in for Andrew Luck for a couple of years. And, you know, I think that the Miami Dolphins will probably be fine. And Myles Gaskin is certainly one of their playmakers. They're getting Will Fuller back, but we don't know what that's going to look like in game one.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle is still their guy, but, you know, in terms of moving the ball, moving the chains, it's still Myles Gaskin. So he's been pretty versatile so far. He's getting looks, doesn't really have a lot of competition in the backfield. So I think he could definitely have a strong game here.
Yeah, 100%. So I kind of think that the Dolphins might be a live dog this week. And I was reading also that Jacoby Brissett was a little upset that he didn't get a fair chance to compete for the starting job with the Dolphins. So I feel like he's coming in with a little chip on the shoulder to something to prove for the Dolphins.
Dan, watch out, Tua. Might lose your job yet again.
I mean, I'm not sure that we're going to expect him back very soon either. So
no.
I don't know, man. I think the Dolphins are in a bad position here with Tua. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Tua is not like the ideal quarterback that you need to be a starting quarterback in this league. Like his arm strength is average. He's left-handed. I think that puts him at a disadvantage. And I just think that, you know, he's a very small frame also. So again, you know, we'll see what happens with Tua, but that's all I had. Do you have any more player props or do you want to get to best bets?
No, let's get to best bets.
All right. So Dan, I'll let you kick it off. Of the ones that we discussed, give me your very best bet for this NFL week 3.
Kyler over 280 passing yards going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think it's just too much of a good situation for him. Riding a high, Cardinals are flying. He's getting all the shine and he wants it. He's balling out and I don't expect it to stop here against the hapless Jaguars. So yeah, I'm going to roll with Kyler here.
I love it, man. Again, going up against the Jags. Yeah, good luck to the Jaguars, especially with all the weapons that they have. I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to eat this game because he was in the AFC South.
He will.
Yeah, definitely. Facing the Jacksonville Jaguars twice a year. So I'm sure that he can also help them with the game plan, but a completely different coaching regime. And I think that, well, I think we can say this is the only coaching advantage that Kingsbury is going to have against a coach that is less, I guess, superior to him. So, yeah, definitely. I think Kyler Murray is on that MVP train, looking to continue that momentum going up against the Jags secondary this week. For mine, I'm torn kind of between two. I guess I'll just give both of them out. And I think, you know, first one, Justin Herbert, over 294.5 passing yards. I just feel like this makes too much sense here. The only argument, I think the great point that you did bring up, is that the running game is not great for the running defense for the Chiefs is not great. So maybe they run the ball a little more with Eckler. But if this turns into a shootout, I think that Justin Herbert should easily get to 300 passing yards. And I think that everything is pointing to that direction for him. So I'll give that as a first one. And then the second quarterback one I gave out, Daniel Jones, over 26.5 rushing yards. I think that he should be able to eclipse this number against his Falcons defense. He did that very well against a Washington front four, or at least a front seven that's supposed to be good this year, but like you said, hasn't come into fruition yet. So I think that, you know, with the play calling and the read option that they kind of are running with Daniel Jones there, I think that he should be able to tuck it and run it out on three or four rush attempts to get over this number. So those are the two that I kind of like for this week, as you know, going both of my quarterback props as my best bets this week.
Daniel Jones tucking and running.
As long as he doesn't fumble it, right? I think Kramer will probably lose his head.
Don't trip over his shoelaces. Yeah.
Dan, any final thoughts for this week? Any other player that you want to mention? Any games that you want to mention to kind of look out for this week? I know we mentioned three or four that are going to be really good games. Yeah, I'm excited for week three, man.
Yeah, obviously Monday night, I'm really excited for always a chance to beat down on the Cowgirls. So
yeah,
really hyped for that. But then also, you know, my chance to see Tom Brady for the first time, I'm really excited about that. So yeah, man, I think it's going to be a really good week three. Hopefully we're getting a little bit sharper in terms of beating the books. I know that the lines are starting to get a little bit tighter as we get more data, but we're going to continue to still grind and hustle to find that value.
Yeah, man, I'm jealous that you're going to get able to see that Tom Brady and the Bucs offense going up against the Rams this weekend. And I think that stadium, it's going to be beautiful. So enjoy that for sure, man. Yeah, man, everything that Dan said, I think it's going to be a great week three. We have some great matchups this week. Hopefully everybody is able to profit with our player props and your game bets that you have. Dan, let the people know where they can find you and anything else that you want to plug, man.
Yeah, hit me up at Dan Titus on Twitter and keep a lookout on all things SGPN with all the fantasy stuff we have going on. The best source of fantasy news out there. And yeah, be on the lookout, man. The NBA is creeping up. So yes, we're going to have more NBA gambling podcast stuff. We'll probably be transitioning this prop cast to be dabbling in some hoops as well. So be on the lookout for that. So a lot of good stuff coming out. And yeah, man, hear me behind the mic at on my Buckets podcast for fantasy basketball for those that are interested in that.
But yeah, I
mean, hit us up, man. We'd be talking out here.
It's crazy that we're talking about fat basketball. It's going to be here before we know it. So definitely check out Dan on his Buckets podcast if you are getting into fantasy basketball. Rolling out all types of stuff on the SGPN website as far as podcasts for football, fantasy football, our prop cast. And then, like Dan said, we're revving things up for the NBA gambling podcast also. So till then, let's break the books this weekend. Hopefully everybody's able to cash, and we're talking about a profitable week come next week. And again, if you haven't, I believe we're getting our own feed here for the NFL prop cast and the prop cast overall. So definitely like, retweet our episodes to on your Twitter, on your social media, wherever it might be. Till then, let's break them books and let it ride.